I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Hey, guys! Allie Walker plays the ruthless Agent Stahl on Sons of Anarchy. You've seen her on TV shows like Profiler, The Shield, Southland, and CSI, but this is a different character for her. Originally hired for 3 episodes, the show's creator, Kurt Sutter, liked her so much that he kept writing her into the show. I spoke with her on a conference call where she talked about her role, how she approaches a script, and her advice to actors.
It was a kind of a wow reveal when we saw that Stahl has a girlfriend right now. And was that a surprise to you? And why was right now kind of the time to reveal that in the show?
You know, I'm not really sure why the timing was right. That you'd have to ask Kurt Sutter that. But no, actually, it wasn't a surprise to me. Last year, I had filmed a scene in bed with a lover, and a female lover, and so I had kind of built that into the character last year. You know, she's sort of Stahl obviously is kind of a sociopath. At least that's how I sort of like to play her, and an opportunist. So I don't think her sexuality is really about being. It's interesting. I think she is gay, probably, but I think she swings both ways depending on what works for her. And so, no, it wasn't a surprise to me. I actually had it last year, and I loved it, but for some reason they cut it out.
Does she have a moral compass?
When I got the character thrown at me last year, or given to me, not thrown at me, but there was a lot thrown at me right away with Stahl. And in order to really kind of understand her, I had to sort of understand that whatever worked for her in that moment was how I was going to go, And that really is a sociopath, whatever works for her. So she's kind of like this wonderful little actress. You know, at least that's what I like to think. I don't know if she's so wonderful, but, and that's what I did with her. I just made anything that was to her advantage, she was lovely. And she could, you know, turn on a dime. And I really like that.
And I also was a huge fan of Profiler, and I wanted to know what was easier for you to play, like the nice Sam or this ruthless, not so nice June.
Yeah, I think both of them were easy in different ways. I think it's been really fun for me as an actor after playing Sam and after playing Katie and Tell Me You Love Me and sort of, you know, these kind of pure, sweet people to sink my teeth into someone so vile as June Stahl. I have really loved this turn because there's just nothing off the table. You know, she'll do anything to get what she wants. And I applaud her ruthlessness. You know, it's kind of nice. It's a nice twist for me.
That's so funny because you hear a lot of people, they say they have to approach a character like that as like, you know, like they're doing the right thing, you know, justify it. And she's in a weird spot because, that character could be the hero character of a show, an agent who bends the rules to make their case, you know. She's the thorn in the side. And there's this weird balance that you have to strike, and I want to kind of get how you achieve that and how you make Agent Stahl work in the dynamic of Sons of Anarchy, where she's, you know, she's obviously painted as the black hat.
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, and that's actually what I used to laugh at. You know, I said, look, guys, I'm on the side of right. You guys aren't. I think the way that I sort of painted the character is that everything that she's doing is for the right outcome. If you really look at her reasoning behind everything, the problem with her is her own ego has gotten in her way. And now it's all about June. And it was probably always this way. It's so personal that she wants to win. It's not about, you know, doing the right thing anymore. It's about, I'm going to beat you at your own game. And, you know, in that respect, she lowers herself. But, you know, I really do believe that June is, you know, sociopathic. And at least that's how I play her. And I think in her mind, she's always right.
It also seems like she's kind of evolved over the course of the show, because it seemed like in the first season that, okay, this is going to be kind of the big bad of season one in some respects, and then she's going to go away. But you haven't gone away, and in fact, your role in this has kind of become this interesting wild card. And do you know if that was always the plan, or has
no,
kind of
no, it wasn't. I was asked to do 3 shows. I know Kurt from working on The Shield, and Kurt asked me to come in, and Tell Me You Love Me had just gone down, and he asked me to come in for 3 shows, and I said sure, because I really love his writing, and I love the concept of the show, and you know, I love the character. She was, you know, kind of wild, and I just kept getting written for. It was really, you know. It was really an honor. I mean, Kurt was really lovely to me. I guess she was just a bad guy, so they kept writing, and she got more and more outlandish, and it was just really fun to play. So I'm very appreciative of what Truth Sutter did for me.
The show is, you know, a really intense drama. I was wondering, what's everyone like when the cameras aren't rolling?
Really sweet and funny. Funny. You know, it's been my experience that when you have a really dark show, like when I was doing Profiler, if there's ever a really scary show, the crew kind of lets loose, and the actors, by being funny and kind of goofy. I mean, the guys are really funny. Ron Perlman is hilarious. And Katie and I gab about where to go get facials, and, you know, it's just, like, really normal and funny. It's a good group of guys. Very sweet group of boys. I love the boys. They're great.
Who is your favorite character to work with?
You know, that's tough to say. I have so, I mean, all of them, really. I love working with Katie and Charlie. I've had most of my sort of deeper scenes with these guys, and we just kind of hum along together. You know, Katie and I are good buddies, so it's been a real pleasure for me to get to work with her. And I think Charlie is just a soulful actor. I just really love working with Charlie. So, you know, I love working with Ron, too. I've worked with Ron for, you know, I worked with him in a film, and then I've worked with him in two films, and it's just a good group. There's no one. But, you know, those are the three I really work with the most. So I would have to say I really enjoy working with those guys.
Is there a scene that you're particularly proud of, the way it turned out, either this season or in previous seasons?
Yeah, you know, there's a few scenes. I think the writing on the show has been pretty good. I think it was season one, right before Donna died, where I'm interrogating Opie, and I'm just kind of screwing him over, and I'm just doing it with sort of this relish. And then there's interrogation scene that I had with Jax in prison, which I really liked, because he kind of, you know, came right back at me. And, of course, I love the scene with Katie, you know, in the 7-Eleven where I'm stepping over the agent and confronting her. You know, it's just, I get to do, I think what I like about the character, what Kurt writes, is that there's just a lot of, he does a sort of black comedy with my character, you know what I mean, which is just so great, because, you know, it just spices everything up, and it makes it really fun to try to hit those. But I've liked quite a few of the scenes. I think there's a few scenes this year that are just, what episode are we on now? I don't even know what episode we're on, what's airing, but there's a few coming towards the end of this year that are just really good that Kurt wrote, and I like a lot of them. I'm sorry, I can't be more specific.
When you read the script, what are some of your initial reactions to how far Stahl is willing to go to save herself and get her way?
I mean, you're like, oh my God, you know, it's kind of, you know, there's so many leaps with the character. She just flies over all of the sort of logical steps to get somewhere sometimes. At first, it really scared me. And I sort of like to take baby steps. But with her, I just had to just sort of jump. Because you don't really see, unless you work it with a way that's like, of course I would do that. Because that's the way I get what I want. And I'm not really that way. I'm used to playing much humbler characters, if you will, with sort of normal thought patterns. And, you know, sometimes, like, oh, my, I literally go, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? This is ridiculous, you know. But somehow I just kind of, you know, I just hang on and it goes, you know. And I just try to keep it real, but it's a pretty big step. So she kind of, you know, felt a little nutty. But it's a lot of fun, I will say that. It's a lot of fun.
So what do you enjoy the most about playing Stahl, and what kind of reactions do you get from the fans of the show?
Oh, my God, it's been scary, actually. People hate me so much. People really hate me. I've never had more people come up to me and say, I love to hate you. I love you. I hate you so much. It's the weirdest thing. It's very flattering, but, you know, there's a lot of people out there who kind of mistake it for reality, I think, sometimes, and they just are pretty harsh on me. What I love playing about June is her fearlessness. I really like that.
Have you ever thought one thing about your character and then get a script and think, oh, I was completely wrong about that?
Just in general, as an actress?
Or in Sons of Anarchy, yeah.
Yeah, you know, in the beginning, I couldn't quite... actually, this is a difficult character for me to embrace in the beginning, because I came off Tell Me You Love Me, which was very, very real and very down-to-earth, and it was a very different character, and it was a little bit tough for me at first to kind of get my head around playing someone who was, you know, kind of immoral, but and didn't really follow the logical steps that one would take. So I kind of had to find her. But, you know, after a few episodes, I was like, oh, I get it, okay. You know, but she's out there. You know, she's a very out there character. So it was, you know, I tend to play things real close to the bone, and this person was not close to any bones that I really have, or maybe she was, but I didn't know about them. But you know, she's a trip. She was really kind of, at first it was like, huh, am I going to really do that? And then I went, yeah, okay, and I really enjoyed it. So it was a learning experience for me. It really was. It was very fun and very scary for me to do the role. She's very different than anyone I'd done.
What's your advice to actors?
Gosh, Betty Davis' advice to young actors was take Fountain. Well, I'm following that, by the way.
I like that.
That's good. I think if you want to do this, you know, you have to really love what you're doing, and you have to really take care of who you are, because it's a very difficult business, and you have to really believe in yourself, because, you know, it is incredibly tough business, incredibly tough, and you just have to keep going. You know, perseverance is everything. It's everything.
Thanks, Allie, and thank you guys for listening. Please tell your friends about us and keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, columns, and resources. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.